Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Ah, welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk. Shut up, Jules. On Tuesday, the 21st of October.
Just talking
about
my beer.
And that is the fifth pint of beer she has consumed this morning, listener. I tell you what, she's in a terrible state.
Well.
Chocolate all round her mouth.
Oh.
Pints of homebrewed beer from the Madcap Brewery in Faversham. Goodness sake.
The lovely Peter Meany, who's not at all meany, he's just very, he left me a flagon.
He bought two barrels of beer, of which only one is left.
Very pleasant, Peter, and it's, I'm drinking the Platinum Blonde Ale, which is really lovely, Paul Andrews. What a shame you're teetotal.
Yep, I got green tea.
Yeah, and the, also the raw chocolate from Ali Harold in Tunbridge Wells. Fabulous, no spikes, no sugar spikes. Can you see how calm I am, Paul Andrews?
Listener, you would never believe what's been going on in here.
Absolutely calm.
She's been climbing the walls, let me tell you. Anyway.
You know where I'm off to tonight?
Eastwell Manor.
I am off to Eastwell Manor, but not just to any Eastwell Manor. I'm going for the Trafalgar Day evening.
Oh,
did you know?
Why, is that why you're blind, drunk and legless?
Did you know that?
You're going in character.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What are those hats called? Those
tricorn. Yeah.
Tricorn.
You tricorn?
Yeah. So what I did was I dumped my mummy there. She's 84.
Right.
I dropped her there this morning in the torrential rain.
Oh, so she needed Elsa personally then?
She's not that old.
Oh, right.
I left her there and in the spa. So when I go for dinner at 7, she's going to be like a little wrinkled prune.
So she's in the spa. Has she got a little boat and everything for Trafalgar Day?
Yeah. She's got some rum.
Yeah.
Rum punch.
Is it?
Yeah. And an 8-course meal.
Right. And an eye patch.
Yeah, she's got an eye patch.
Right, and a wooden leg.
She looks like a panda. Actually, you know, I was walking my dog yesterday, as you do, and this rather strange lady popped out from between the beach huts, and she had a dog in one arm and a great big parakeet popping out of her bosoms, right. You know, coming out of her jacket, you know, and it had you know how they're...
You're sure it was a parakeet?
You know how those... Look at my hand, listener,
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, you're banging the microphones everywhere.
You know how their little crest comes up?
That's a cockatoo. You like a cockatoo,
yeah,
don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dodgy ground, Paul Andrews, even for you. Yes.
Or was it a parakeet?
It was a parakeet, definitely.
Right.
but it had a white thing, a little crest that came up as it saw me.
Did you?
Popped up, you know.
Right.
Pleased
good.
To see me, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Yes. So tonight I will be frolicking at Eastwell Manor with a rum punch or two, and hopefully a little man in naval uniform will be there.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Anyway, happy birthday to Jules's mum.
Yeah, she's
what's
84.
Her name?
Ruth.
Ruth. Happy birthday, Ruth.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. And have a lovely time. Do you know, we'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we have had a few tweets in already. We'd also like to hear from you if you are exhibiting this Friday at the South East Business to Business Show. If you're an exhibitor there, why don't you tweet us in your stand number and we'll give you a shout out for it. Or you can tweet us in anyway and we'll shout out anything. But
I've always wanted a stand's number.
I'd love to say a big thank you to today's show sponsor, which is the Grown Up Business book written by Shirley Mansfield. And you can find out about it at grownupbusiness.com. And Shirley says, if you're overworked, stressed, time and money poor, confused or just plain fed up with your business, then you've come to the right place. Help is available. Learn how to become a grown-up business that makes more money, has more fun, laughs louder, smiles lots and has zero stress. Its confidence boss has lots of opportunities which they have time to take advantage of. How would you feel running a business that is more profitable than your competition? If you want to find out about that, you can go to their website, which is www.grownupbusiness.com, and you can download for free a sample of the first chapter of the book, because the book doesn't launch until October the 30th. So go to the website, download a free sample of the first chapter. Also, while you're on the website, you can register for their launch event and tool seminar, which is taking place on the 4th of November.
Tool seminar?
Tools.
Tool.
Tools.
As in only tall people.
As in
know.
Spanners.
Oh, tools.
Tools.
Tools. Okay,
tools.
I'm with you. Carry on.
Tools, Jules.
Tools.
Jules, it's tools.
Yes.
Have you got that, Jules?
Don't get your spanners in a twist.
Yeah, exactly.
Carry on.
So, a big thank you to the grown... No, you've ruined my flow now.
Have I?
Yeah. Their grown-up business book. Check it out. It's a great book. And their website is grownupbusiness.com. And thank you for sponsoring today's show.
Yes.
It's much, much appreciated.
You know the Adrian Kearney who... talking of cockatoos.
Yeah.
He
Samson the parrot he's got.
Yeah. He drives little parrots, and if you have a crocodile with a sore tail, you need to talk to AK Pet Services, and they're on www.akpetservice.co.uk. It's the fabulous Adrian Kearney, and he's sent in for listeners some little tips which we'll be reading out between now and November the 5th, because you know that the fireworks start.
I know what happens on November the 5th.
Guy.
No, I know. Do you know, it's National Stress Awareness Day on November the 5th.
That's ridiculous. Really?
It's also firework night. I mean...
Really?
Yeah. I mean, fancy putting both things on at the same time. Bang! Woo!
That's ridiculous.
It is. Seriously. It's National Stress Awareness Day and Bonfire Night.
And I think you're on air on the Business Bunker on the 4th.
I am indeed.
So we can play lots of Guy songs, can't we? Herb Albert.
Oh, good.
You Say This Guy.
Yeah. Rocket Man and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, what to do? These are Adrian Kearney's at AK Pet Services tips for your little hound. Take your dog for a walk well before fireworks are likely to begin. Keep doors, windows and cat flaps closed. Draw the curtains. I had a fox came into my cat flap once. It wasn't very good. Play music with a repetitive beat to help mask the sounds. And he says, although it's tempting, do not comfort or reassure your pets, because they will feel you're anxious too, and their fear will be rewarded and encouraged. Never punish your pets. It's not their fault that they are scared, and it will only add to their anxiety. Ensure your pets are microchipped, so that if they escape from the house, scared and confused, there is more chance that you'll be reunited. Let cats hide where they like. Do not try to tempt them out, usually in the airing cupboard. If cats are scared, don't pick them up or restrain them, as cats prefer to control how they cope. So a few comments there and some really good tips from Adrian. And we'll keep, as I said, telling you about those, listener, throughout the month. I mean, they start from now, really, Halloween-y, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
I see you're wearing your Halloween costume. Very fetching, Paul Andrews.
Thank you.
Love that.
Yeah. And you got pumpkins.
Have I?
Yeah.
Chris Connect is listening. I'm ignoring you. From a
mountain in Turkey.
He's on a mountain eating his donkey cheese, and he says, that cockatoo made me laugh out loud, he says.
Sorry, Chris.
And then he's hashtagging boxes, B-O-X-S, which I think is something he's up to.
Yeah, it's a new service that they're going to be launching soon, and they're going to be launching it on a Business Bunker radio show in a couple of weeks' time.
Excellent.
When he drags himself back from Turkey. Yeah.
He's also in trouble. He's in the doghouse because he says he trod on his dog's tail going up a mountain.
Don't want to do that.
I don't know how he did that.
Don't want to do that.
Ridiculous.
That's not good.
Yeah, probably too much whatever they drink out there.
Yeah, we've had a tweet from Bridger Howes, who will be exhibiting at the B2B Southeast show this Friday, and they say, come and say hello to us on Stand 22.
Do they say it like that?
Yeah, exactly like that. That's exactly what it sounded like on Twitter.
Lexi and Jones, new followers, Paul Andrews. It's Lexi A-N-D Jones. And they are, well, it says swim, run and write their way through the tricky middle years. Healthy, inspirational for real women. Website launched 1st October 2014. So welcome.
Sounds good.
Welcome to the Business Bunker, and I'm following you.
Thanks for listening. The lovely Lisa Settle from Telcare has tweeted, we're at the South East Business Show Friday in our usual spot on Stand 51. Stop by and say hello. And I certainly will, Lisa.
You will. And last time I saw her, she was tucking into a cheesecake on the Twitter handle.
Was she?
Yeah, great big slice it was.
Where was that?
I don't know. She was frolicking somewhere.
Ah, right. Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah
it was a nice square little thing. Mm. Whitstable Stove Shop, hello to them. They're saying less than half an hour till Business Bunker. Actually, we're live
That was
now.
Half an hour ago.
That was half an hour. 29 minutes, to be precise. And they're listening in, and they say now is the time to order your stove for Christmas. Don't leave it too late.
Cool. Three Kent stores have been shortlisted for national awards.
Oh, what are they?
Three convenience stores from across Kent have been shortlisted for a national retail award. The Better Retailing Awards 2014 recognises excellence in independent retailing. And the three Kent stores that have been nominated are Budgeons in Broadstairs.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Simply Fresh in Faversham.
Mm.
And Budgeons in Whitstable.
That's a lovely Bini Amin.
Yeah. Judges were impressed with the Kent Store's commitment to their customers. The nominees will all go to a gala dinner in London in November, where the award winners will be announced. So good luck to those guys. I hope it goes well for you, and enjoy the awards dinner.
Because Bini, of course, does... I only know about Bini. I don't know about the Fresh one. What was the Go Fresh, was it called?
Simply Fresh in Faversham.
I must nip in and see them. But Bini does support local as well, so he'll have a lot of Kentish producers in there. Which is really nice. He's had Paul Babra's sauces and Matthew Kearsey Lawson, Kent Fine Foods. So he's a great supporter of local Kent produce.
Shirley has just tweeted, actually, after my bit about her launch, and she says, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, it's a secret. She says, there's three speakers, two books, one night only, 4th of November, book now.
Sorry, I'm reading my Twitter. You want me to say something?
No, no, you're just ignoring me, aren't you?
No,
that's typical of you.
I can't do everything. I'm reading.
Can you not?
Twitter.
That's not what you told me earlier.
Well, depends. Depends.
There you go.
Drink.
So do book that. It will be a fabulous night on the 4th of November.
The Brownies have a business networking. It's at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel. It's on Thursday the 30th of October, 7 to 9, £10 a person. And to book your place, please email the new Christine, who is on manager at abbotsbartonhotel.com. And they have all speakers, Paul Spree of Paul Spree Photography, who's a lovely chap. I met him at Squarey's, didn't I?
Did you?
Yes.
Blimey.
With Fraser.
Is he all right now?
Yeah, we had a... he poured me tea and we had cake together and all sorts.
Right, cool. We've had a message that Miranti can be found on Stand 7 at the South East Business
Show. What does Miranti do?
They're business consultants.
Excellent.
Mm. Also, Sagittarius Marketing.
Yes.
Are very excited to see that they've been shortlisted in the Drum Network 2014 Awards for Best Southern Marketing Business of the Year.
Excellent. That's
so
brilliant.
Well done to
hear,
Paul
isn't
Stevens
it?
And the team at Sagittarius Marketing. It's good news.
There's a
more awards.
Harold, who was on the Superior Show.
I thought you were going to say Ali and Mo from Ali Mo.
Well, them as well. Have you seen their Christmas menu?
I have indeed.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Should we go Christmas Day? Only I'm supposed to be cooking.
What, at Alamo's?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be cooking for 15.
You're cooking at Alamo's, their Christmas meal. What are you doing, turkey tagine?
No, I think they've got a really nice... Oh, they've got a fantastic menu. Gorgeous it is. Yeah, I'll tweet it out later. And no, I thought if I put the turkey on at my house...
Yeah.
And then just
and
nip
then
down...
And then pop down Alamo
yeah,
for a snack.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
Damsels in Success. Now, Ali Harold was on the Superior Show at 11 o'clock today, the Scoff Quaff Show, which you can listen to again later on www.scoffquaff.co.uk. And she is a raw chocolate-making queen, but also she is an entrepreneurial speaker. And there's a meeting at 9.30 to 12.30 in the Gold Room at Salomon's Centre in Tunbridge Wells. I'll read out the sat-nav thing. It's T for Tiger, N for Norman, 3, O, T for Tiger, G for Graham. And she says, be my guest, and you can follow her, well, you can email her, Ali, A-L-Y, at damselsinsuccess.co.uk. Sounds good, that one.
Cool. Just to let you know, at the South East Business to Business Show on Friday, there will be filming taking place by Creative Motion. Justin Dean and his team will be filming the whole event and interviewing loads of people for later playback on video. And he will also be there on his stand, which is Stand 8. So do pay them a visit on their stand number 8. But also they will be coming round to the various exhibitors and visitors to record interviews with you.
And is that at the Copthorne Hotel near Gatwick?
It is, the Effingham Park.
Yeah, he's great, isn't he, old Justin?
He is indeed.
Of course, he's done that One of Us, which is rather a bit like Morecambe and Wise, or not, on a bad day.
Mm. The least said about that, the better.
I know. Trouble is, it's...
in two episodes as well.
It's the way you walk, I think, is always the trouble.
That's always a problem.
Yeah, I've often watched, you know, that you walk this way.
Yeah. It's my trouble. I thought you said you weren't going to talk about my trouble.
Sometimes I was going to say you need to run, DMC. Often better for you.
Oh really? Oh, really, Jules? Did you? So is that a hint? Is that a hint?
Well, sometimes the way you walk is a bit, you know, when you go on video especially. It's the way you walk.
Is it?
When you walk this way.
When I walk that way?
Yeah. You need to run, DMC.
Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday the 21st of October with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. That was a bit of Run DMC and Aerosmith, Walk This Way.
I've always liked the way you walk.
Have you? That's not what you said.
Chris Pollard said he was thinking more Charlie Chaplin's walk.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris, for that. I'll get you when you get back. Right, we have had a few more tweets, and we'll just read a few of those out before we talk to our first guest of the day. We've had Sally Laker, the lovely Sally for Cakes, over in Whitstable, saying that she's listening in while she's doing a bit of baking. So thank you for that, Sally. Also, Frankie's Farm Shop at Staplehurst.
Oh, I can't wait to go there. Lovely.
It's well known for its brunches and breakfasts and lunches. And I had an evening meal there the other night, last Saturday, and I have to say it was absolutely fabulous.
What did you have?
What did I have to start?
Ribeye?
I did have steak, actually. I had steak with sweet potato chips.
Oh, lovely. Which was lovely. I do love that, yeah.
I can't remember why I had to start. Unfortunately, Claire was there. The dough dolly. She was there and she made me eat loads of bread. In fact, I ate a whole loaf of bread.
Did you?
Yeah.
With cheese or without cheese?
No, with olive oil and balsamic.
Oh, well, see,
she did me a little dip starter.
Oh, no,
and while she was talking to me, she kept saying, "You've eaten that," and put another one there. And then eventually went, "Why not? I'll just bring the loaf," which is what she did. And I ate that.
Well, be careful not to lose your snake hips.
Yeah. Which is why I wouldn't eat any chocolate. Anyway, so Frankie's Farm Shop over in Staplehurst. Fabulous.
Look,
really enjoyed it.
Going.
Yeah. We've also had a tweet from Asprey, who say they're on stand number 36.
Is that the
Friday.
Asprey?
Asprey.
As in?
Asprey the jewellers, no. Oh. This is Asprey the business consultants.
Right. Interesting.
Okay, Asprey in Brighton, actually. Cool. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker Show today's first guest, Mr. Daniel Easton of Aztec Media. Daniel, welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you very much. Hi.
Thank you for joining us. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you. Why don't you tell our listener a little bit about you and a little bit about Aztec Media?
Okay, I'm Daniel from Aztec Media.
Named after that famous song from Elton John,
yeah.
We understand.
I was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of Elton John. I'm a bit of an admirer of his.
All right.
Well, his songs are amazing, aren't they?
His candle blows in the wind,
basically.
That's what he's telling us.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm from Aztec Media. We're a marketing agency, web design marketing agency. We specialise in WordPress websites.
Right.
We come from an app application development background.
Okay.
And we decided to get into more web-based services.
Sure.
And with that, we've got a knowledge of application development, which is a little bit more involved than the average web design company.
Okay.
So we thought we'd bring that to small businesses, and we specialize in really WordPress-based sites and making them accessible to smaller companies.
Sure.
And affordable.
Which is what they all need.
I mean, and one of the beauties of WordPress as a development tool is a content management system, which makes it easy to manage.
Yeah.
Unless it's me doing it.
Unless it's her, and she's useless.
I just get someone else to do it.
Well, that's it. We try and build websites and hand them over to the customer in a way that they can self-maintain the website, keep it up to date themselves as much as possible.
Absolutely, because that's a big thing for small businesses, isn't it? You go to a web developer and they'll develop you a full-blown website, but then you have to keep going back if you want changes or management. And
we found that actually, after about 6 months, the site hasn't changed. So we thought there must be a better way of doing this for small businesses.
There's a question, because often when you do hand them over, do you, because remember your reputation's on there, you've probably got your name at the bottom somewhere.
Exactly.
Saying design by. Yep. Do you then keep an eye on them, and then if you see any awful sort of baddie things that they've put on, like they've not sized things properly, do you advise
definitely,
them?
Definitely,
back?
Definitely. Or? We do keep an eye on it. We're starting to work with companies a lot closer these days. We developed some maintenance packages, which gives us a little bit more control over the day-to-day running of the sites. Obviously, we keep an eye on it. You also set up regular backups of the sites and go just a bit further than the average web designer would.
Cool.
Crucial.
Okay. So how long have you been in business, Daniel?
Set up in 2010.
All right, okay.
So nearly 4 years.
Fabulous.
We're based in Westrum, as I say. In Kent, the home of Churchill.
Yeah. Funny enough, Chris Evans on his little tiny radio show this morning was wobbling on about Churchill. I don't know if you listened to any of that.
What was he saying about Chartwell?
No, they were just talking about. I kind of caught part of it because I only caught a little bit of the show, and I don't know what started them off on Churchill, but they were talking about Chartwell, and I think he made a visit there recently or something.
It's lovely. I went there as a child. Now,
say it.
Come on, sir. This is Fraser trying to tell us something interesting. Come on, Fraser. Grab
just
a mic.
Say.
50 years next year, Churchill's death.
Ah, right. That's
really?
And Boris Johnson's just written a book on it as well.
Ah, that was why. I missed that bit. Yeah, 65 he died, didn't he? Absolutely. Thank you for that.
I reckon,
well, there you go. So you know it all now.
I reckon a bit of history there.
Yeah. Boris Johnson can probably drink as much as Churchill, don't you, the two of them? Because Churchill used to have about 10.
But even combined, they wouldn't hold a candle to you, would they?
Well, probably not. No. You know. But then I didn't run wars and things like that, did I?
Thank goodness, no. She's had a good go at starting a few, though. Anyway, back to our guest,
Daniel
from Aztec Media. So you've been going 4 or 5 years now.
That's right. Yeah.
Based in Westerham, which is a lovely part of the county.
Previously, we were in the city last year.
Oh, right, okay.
So we moved fairly recently, about a year and a half ago, we made the move.
And what was your decision to move? Why was that?
Apart from... the cost. I wanted to work more with local businesses, and an office came up actually next door to my house,
right,
which made it very convenient, cutting out all the commuting.
It's great when a plan comes together, isn't it?
So I got an extra couple of hours of working in the day, didn't have to commute, less stress.
And the money saving on commuting.
Absolutely.
My new husband's at home at the moment. He's saving £550 a month from Whitstable to Cannon Street. Mad, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
You have
absolutely.
To afford to commute.
Absolutely. So you moved back out to the country where you lived, obviously, as well. What kind of businesses are you working with? I know you said it's small businesses, but, I mean, do you have a theme to that, or do you work with kind of any old business? Or?
We tend to work with retail companies.
Oh, okay.
We do some online shops, e-commerce.
So you're doing e-commerce stuff, yeah.
But we work with a wide variety, really, of industries. We always try and research the industry before we get involved too much and make sure we understand as much as possible from the website.
Right.
But then again, you can tell quite a lot from looking at competitor websites.
Yeah.
You know, what's involved, what their target keywords absolutely. Are,
do you know,
things like that.
Do you know, it's really interesting that you say that, because so often you see people that never think about something as obvious as that, which is, I wonder what the competition are doing, I wonder what's there, and I wonder what's out there already.
We actually give our clients a design brief,
yeah.
Which tries to cover all the different aspects, some things that they wouldn't have thought about, like what competitor sites do you actually like parts of. And we try and use those parts, bring them together for the actual build.
Because it is important, isn't it? So many businesses, not just small businesses, but so many, especially small businesses, they know they want a website, but they haven't got a clue where to start, what they want on it, what they want it to look like, what they want it to do. They just know they need a website. So it can be quite difficult, which is why a lot of people, when they go and brief someone to do it, are quite disappointed when they get it, because they didn't really start off with anything in mind, and therefore it's completely down to the web designer in what they get.
That's exactly right. So we try and sort of help the customer.
You have like a checklist that says, think about this before you do it.
Exactly. We try and get people to come in and see us. We've got a nice office set up. And we try and have people come in. Really, we get a one-on-one. We get to understand their business a lot better by doing that, which is part of our business plan of being local, covering Kent. So...
Cool. And do your businesses come primarily from the West Kent area, or do you reach out further?
No, we reach out. Most of Kent we cover. We also cover as far as sort of Oxford, of London.
So home counties, really. Okay.
Good. How involved do you get in the SEO side?
Very involved, yeah. We've been doing it a long time. We've got several sites that are performing very, very well. And we obviously learn a lot from those and try and bring it into smaller sites, generate more traffic that way. We always adhere to best practice, and it always comes down to a bit of experience.
For sure, yeah.
So when you say best practice, is that some sort of government body thing that you adhere to, or is that your own?
It's general best practice. There's no sort of official guidelines, but we always take on board
what
Google...
The government doesn't understand the internet.
Well, because you know, Paul Andrews...
Google is the government for SEO.
I meet people time and time again that have been completely ripped off with websites. You know, a lot of my clients, and they spent thousands,
It's as Daniel was just saying, though, isn't it? It's because so many businesses go at it half-cocked. You know, they don't think about what they want. They don't think about what they're trying to achieve. They just go, we need a website, and it needs to have our address on, some pretty pictures. And outside of that, they don't really know what they're trying to do with it, or what they're trying to achieve, or how they're going to achieve it.
Yeah, it helps to have a plan in mind or a goal.
But if not, you'll guide them through if they know nothing. And how important are blogs, do you reckon, nowadays?
Very, very important. Very important.
What kind of wordage has
changed a lot over the last few years. And blogging is one way of generating unique content. Google likes unique content. And it also shows that you're updating your website regularly by blogging regularly. And you build up a library of information, and if it's useful, if it's well written and on the subject of the website, then it can really help a company.
Content is king these days. I mean, just having a website is not pointless, because everybody has to have a website, but having a website in and of itself isn't the end game anymore, is it? It's about driving traffic, and you'll get traffic through content.
Trying to promote that engagement
with
your customers.
Cool. Okay, give us a shout for your website so that people can find out about you.
It's www.aztechmedia.co.uk, and it's Aztech with an H.
Right.
So Aztech.
Fabulous. There is a link on the Business Bunker website to Daniel's website, so do feel free to check that out and have a look at what they do. Daniel, for the moment, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker show. Stay with us, and we'll talk to you some more later, and the other guys here, but thank you for that. Jules, I think we'll do an email now while I catch up with what's going on Twitter.
Okay, there's a roadshow tour urging Canterbury small businesses to get growing. And the small businesses in Canterbury are being encouraged to grow thanks to a new government-backed business tour. It's called Get Growing, the Great British Business Show, which is Business Roadshow, which is supported by the Department for Business, Innovation and Skills. It'll visit Canterbury on Thursday, the 20th of November. It's going to provide advice, support and insights about growing a business from some of the country's leading... countries. The phone's ringing, Paul.
Jules. Should we answer the phone?
Yes, who's calling the Business Bunker? Hello.
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the Business Bunker show.
Right. I was actually...
Live.
Right. I was looking to speak to Paul Andrews.
Yeah.
Guess,
It is Paul speaking.
Who's calling?
It's Greg. I'm calling from 6 Degrees. We supply your...
Right, okay. So you don't want to talk to me on air, do you, Greg?
No, it wasn't what I'd anticipated doing, no.
Hey, but Greg, give us a plug for your website. What is it? 3Ws dot...
dg.co.uk.
Okay. Is our broadband working okay, mate? Is that what you're ringing to tell us?
You tell me.
Well, we hope we're broadcasting because you're going out on it.
Great. Hello, everyone.
Cheers, Greg.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
He sounds nice. I'll have a meeting with him next time. Where was I? Right, this is the Roadshow Tour, and it's in Canterbury, and it's on the 20th of November. It provides advice and support and insights into growing your business. It's being led by pioneering cloud accounting company called Free Agent, who provide the UK market's leading online accounting system. Right, let's see. There is a website. It's www.freeagent.com. And there's a chap called Ed Molyneux. He's a CEO.
Molyneux.
He's the CEO and co-founder of Free Agent. And he says, we work with thousands of small businesses across the UK, and we know how challenging it can be for them just to get established, let alone achieve real growth. So maybe there's a little tie-in there with Dan and Aztec Media. I think they should all... get together.
Have a little party. Have a little party.
Madcap
little
Brewery.
Little drinky poo.
Yeah, Madcap Brewery would supply the beer, no doubt.
Absolutely. Jules would supply the entertainment.
Yes, I do a little tap dance.
Yeah.
Kent Deaf Children's Society.
You're just going to read all the emails now.
You told me to. It's inviting. You could give me some background music, like on the Superior Show. We have a little bit of flamenco.
No. I wouldn't like to interrupt you.
Inviting you to the awards and recognition and achievement Let's Party on the 8th of November. Now,
I'm looking forward to that.
You're doing this, aren't you?
I'm doing that. Yeah.
Yes, without me.
Yeah.
Hempstead House Hotel and Spa, 5 p.m. Maybe I'll go in the spa. Mm-hmm. 5 p.m. till late. This is an evening that's dedicated to recognising and celebrating the achievements of young deaf people of Kent and professionals and organisations that support them, as well as their family and friends. Now, everybody is welcome, I believe, to this. Children of all ages, they want them to come and celebrate and the nominations and everything that's going to happen. So it is, you can book via email to get your ticket, office@kdcs.org, or there's website, which is www.kdcs.org, or there's snail mail, which is I'm not reading that. We'll put this all on the
it's all on the Business Bunker. There's a blog app about it, actually.
Thank you.
One of the things they would
it's
like
it's Monday the 27th. You've got to book your tickets by Paul
October Anderson. The 27th.
Yeah,
you've got to book by week. KDCS would welcome anybody that would like to donate a raffle prize as well, and I happen to know that some of the raffle prizes that have been donated there was a spa day for two.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah. When is it?
In Beckenham, whenever you want to do it.
Lovely.
There's a signed book. There's also a signed Argentina football shirt signed by Diego Maradona.
Oh, I do like a Diego.
I'm trying to think what else there is.
Who's the book by, do you know?
You
didn't.
Yes, I do.
Who is it by?
It's Tales from Turkey by Josie McGuire. Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Is it the number one Tale from Turkey or the sequel?
No, number one.
Oh, lovely.
And there's a few other prizes that have been donated as well. But if you'd like to donate a raffle prize, they would be most welcome.
Do. And so you're comparing, are you?
I'm comparing and presenting the awards.
Excellent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Well, that's worth going. So that's the... it's Let's Party. It's the 8th of November. And it's at Hempstead House Hotel and Spa.
Yeah.
Digital and Kent, they've got the Spitfire St Lawrence Ground. Am I boring you? Top digital industry experts in SEO, PPC and social media. That's pay-per-click to you, Paul Andrews.
Is it?
And they'll inspire, motivate and share with you their secrets. Now, to find out more, go to www.digitalinkent.co.uk. But it is 9 to 5 on Thursday, the 6th of November at the Spitfire Ground, St Lawrence, Canterbury.
That's the county cricket ground.
It is. I think they're ruining it. They're building on it and putting shops on it. And what do you think, Paul Andrews? I think in years to come...
Well, I'm chairing that event, so I'll let you know when I go there.
I do think in years to come, people are going to look back and say, why did they build on that? Well, of course, they'll never remember it, will they?
No,
pictures.
Exactly. There you go. Big Plan Group are on Stand 58 at the South East Business Show. And we've also had a tweet from Richard Torball of Richard Torball Photography. He says, I'm off to the Camden Jazz Cafe now for a special episode of the Inspiration Lounge, so I'll catch up with the rest of the show later on. Listen again. Thank you, Richard.
He's a man about town.
Yeah, so have fun with the Inspiration Lounge. Also, ADM Computing. Shut up. You've had your turn.
Invitation to network.
ADM Computing are listening, as are F-Keys, the Microsoft training company over there in Canterbury and Medway.
I love him. He's
really?
Well, because he can
does
teach.
Does he know? He does now.
He does, because Alex Waterton can teach you something, Paul Andrews. Even me, he's taught me things.
Even you?
Yeah.
Even you?
Saves your business
even
money.
Even Jules. He even taught Jules some technology.
Yeah.
My goodness.
But Alex,
me.
If you're listening, I would like you to come round, because Dr. John and I, with our booking for the Superior Show, we're having problems sharing our Google Calendar.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's quite hard because John can't access it and all sorts of things.
Oh. It's probably your age, dear.
No, I'm all right. I can do it. It's Dr. John. He's much older than me.
Yeah. Okay. Virally will be on Stand 71, and they're also doing one of the three free seminars that are happening at the South East.
Say that again.
Virally.
Three free. Go on, I like the way you try and spit it all out.
This is a woman from Essex taking the mic out of my accent,
three,
for goodness
free,
sake.
Three free. Go on,
have you
on.
Quite finished?
Go on. Say it again.
Three free seminars.
Yeah, not bad.
You all right with that?
Yeah. I think you need to relax and look at the hole in the moon, don't you?
No.
Not yet?
No.
Maybe later.
See, don't get premature on me.
I've never been premature, Paul Andrews.
No, have you not?
Not on this show. Your invitation to network, have a great time and offer a helping hand to disadvantaged children. Plans are well advanced for the Wealden Business Group's annual charity dinner, and we'd like to invite you to join us, they say. The dinner is at the Little Silver Country Hotel in Tenterden. That's where Snake Hips lives, you know.
Is it?
Lovely, yes.
Is it?
And the event, this is in aid of Pestalozzi International, and they're a charity.
In aid of who?
Pestalozzi International.
In aid of who?
Pestalozzi.
Okay.
International. It's a charity.
Pestalozzi.
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 Who they educate.
They're Egyptian, are they?
They're Italian, I think. I don't know. They could be Polish, couldn't they?
With accent, they could have been Martian.
Which they live on the whole of the moon if they were Martians. Which educates and mentors young people. There's some guffawing from the guests in the back. Listener, if you can hear guffawing, it's from our three guests. Mentors young people from some of the poorest countries in the world. Now, I want to know what countries, please, if you send in again. The event includes a champagne reception. I'm there. Excellent four-course dinner. I'm there. Choice of music. The sweet sounds of former X Factor singer Beth Wilson. And a lively disco. Will you be there, Paul Andrews, at the lively disco?
If there's a disco, I'll be there.
It's all £40 a head or £400 for a table of 10. It's a great way to shake off the post-Christmas blues. You need to email Richard at byrtandco.co.uk and go to Pestalozzi International, which is www.pestalozzi.org.uk. And of course, Paul Andrews has put it diligently on Kent Business Radio. .co.uk.
Everything you hear on today's show will be linked on the Business Bunker website. Today's show is show number 196, and there will be a complete list under show number 196 of everything that's taken place on the show and everybody that's got a mention and all the links to their websites. And that will be available to listen again within an hour of the end of the show forever.
Enterprising Office moves into Enterprise Foundation.
She's on a roll, isn't she?
You know what it is?
She's like a steam train.
It's the raw chocolate.
I reckon it's all that beer she's drunk, and she's desperate to get somewhere pretty quick. Go on.
Well, I'm going to the Eastwell Manor. Can we just hurry up?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's because I'm diligent. Because at the end, you go, have you read all your emails?
Yeah, yeah.
And I always have. It's called Focus, Paul Andrews. Enterprising Office.
that was an in-joke, listener.
Is the latest tenant to move into the Enterprise Foundation at Maidstone. Enterprise Office CIC is a social enterprise, or SIC, or KIC, that provides affordable outsourcing office admin solutions for small businesses with a focus on start-up businesses from disadvantaged groups and displaced military personnel, along with larger existing businesses, while at the same time providing employment opportunities for the spouses, members and ex-members of the wider UK military community. This is a great idea, isn't it? So the team operates using cloud-based technology and can work from anywhere in the UK and abroad, taking their career wherever they are posted. So wherever they lay their hat, in other words. Enterprising office also training services. They could even go onto the moon, couldn't they? The whole of the moon. In partnership with the Enterprise Foundation. For more info on Enterprising Office, please visit their website.
Do you know, I think I'll change the song just to annoy her.
Do you know how? Yeah. Is your technology good enough? 3w.enterprisingoffice.co.uk. That sounds really interesting. We should get them on.
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from Venom Tech over there on Discovery Park at Sandwich that says, "Hello, Business Bunker. We're listening in and enjoying the show with all our local business news. Thank you to Steve and the team at Venom Tech."
I love a sandwich. What do we think about the Manston thing then turning into a business park, the old Manston Airport?
There's some stuff coming out about that, which I don't particularly want to talk about on air at the moment because I haven't looked at the veracity, but there's some issues being raised at the moment about exactly how this is happening and what the goings on are behind the scenes.
Have you read my business column yet?
I have indeed, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll go into that in more detail.
Yeah, we will. It sounds highly dubious. There's some dubious stuff going on
there.
Well,
we knew that, didn't we?
But we shall see.
When she bought it for £1.
I think that's enough said on that for the moment.
Right. Hush Heath Estate and the Goudhurst Inn. Do you say Goudhurst?
I do.
Was it one of those Anglo-Saxon words?
Goudhurst. It's the first place name in Kent she's ever got right.
Goudhurst.
Because people, according to Jules, people live in West Malling and Iggerton. And what was your... Trotters Cliffy.
Rotem.
Yeah. Rotem.
Lots of funny places.
Yeah.
We are delighted to announce that the Goudhurst Inn has become part of the Hush Heath Estate and Winery. And many of you Business Bunker listeners will know this stylish country pub as a heart and stomach of Goudhurst. While Lois has overseen significant improvements to the pub, both in terms of design and menu, Hush Heath intends to continue these enhancements to the next level. So it's going to be an extension of the winery. That's lovely. It sounds great. So the wine list has been extended and the range of award-winning wines, sparkling wines and ciders have many more changes to come. So that's now open for food. It's Monday to Saturday, noon to 9:30 p.m. and Sunday noon to 8:30. I think that means the food, not the drinking.
Cool.
And they've got a celebration with Richard Balfour Lynn, who's the producer. And there'll be a wine tasting on Thursday the 30th of October, 3ws.hushheath.com. I'm going. It's going in my handbag.
Fabulous. We've had a tweet from David Bowman, who is... David Bowman, who is IMA in Kent on the Twitter. And he says, "Good afternoon, Paul. I'm listening into the Business Bunker show, and I'm hoping to visit the South East Business Show on Friday. I happen to know that David's just launched a very innovative new business. It's called Intelligent Marketing Associates, and it's bicycle-based. So he basically... Have you seen these things where you have a banner, like an A-board, that go around on trucks, advertising stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, David does it with a bike and a trailer.
Really?
Yeah, it's really brilliant. And he only launched the business, like, literally a week ago, but he's already been inundated with customers, and he's been doing Tenterson and Ashford just recently... advertising people like Avantech and stuff like that.
So has he got a little sidecar or something?
No, he's got a trailer that he pulls behind a push bike, and it's got a big banner on both sides of it that he drives around on. It's really funky. It's really clever. It's a clever idea. And because he's on a push bike, as he rides past, he gives out leaflets as well.
Ice creams?
Yeah, no, he doesn't do ice creams yet.
See, if he geared
up... There's no food involved. I'm sorry to do a non-food-related item for you, Jules. I know it throws you completely.
Well, you could.
You don't understand the meaning of anything that doesn't involve food or drink,
I'm just thinking of his, other ways he could make money while he did it.
And we've also had a tweet from Mandy Hare, who says, "Hi, Paul, can you do a shout-out for the new family entertainment website, which is called Go Kent?" And that's gokent.co.uk, and they offer fabulous half-term events and offers. So I guess it's a kids' entertainment website called gokent.co.uk. So do check that out.
I think I'm hitting a little slump now. I need a bit more chocolate.
Are you?
Yeah, just getting that little afternoon slump.
Okay. Well, shall we play some music then?
Yeah, you could howl at the moon, couldn't you, sometimes?
You could do.
but I prefer to look at the whole of the moon.
Do you?
Hole and Howl, it's very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Water Boys.
You saw the plan. I wandered out in the world for Temp Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay, and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531-777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday the 21st of October with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. We've had a follow-up tweet from David Bowman who says, thank you ever so much for the shout-out. Maybe I should offer ice cream as an add-on service.
He could have Taywells, couldn't he? Taywells ice cream.
He could do Taywells ice cream
as
well.
And then he could hook up also with Adrian Kearney, pop a few dogs in at the same time.
Really?
You know, the transport.
Pop a few dogs in where?
Well, in his truck, in the back
of
the bike.
You take dogs for a walk on the back of the trolley?
Well, yeah, no. You could transport them to the vets while selling Taywell ice
cream. Quit while you're ahead. You had one decent idea. Don't overdo it. And we've also had a tweet from Union 23. It says, hi, Business Bunker. Hi, Vanilla Webb. We are with Live and Social today celebrating Ollie Whitfield's birthday. So happy birthday to
Happy birthday, Ollie Whitfield. Yeah.
So, thank you for that.
And many more. And many more.
Absolutely. I thought you were going to sing for a minute.
I was, but I've got chocolate in my mouth.
Yeah, that's why I thought you were going to sing, and I was going to get sprayed with chocolate. Anyway, it's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our second guest to the Business Bunker studio. The absolutely lovely Leslie Owen.
Hello.
Of Amarillo Arts.
Yeah.
And we resisted with huge, huge willpower playing Peter Kay.
I'm disappointed.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm not cross, Paul. I'm just disappointed.
Just let down and disappointed. Cool. Leslie, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to see you and welcome you here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely pleasure. Why don't you tell the listener a little bit about you and a bit about what Amarillo Arts do?
Yep. Amarillo Arts is a theatre company, first and foremost. So it started in 2010. Mm-hmm. We put on fringe productions using new writers, graduating actors, directors, people trying to give them a platform into the industry.
Okay.
And from there it organically developed into doing children's birthday parties, which are all bespoke.
Right.
Key stage one and two school workshops for primary schools.
Fabulous.
And story time events at festivals and parties.
Oh, wow, that's really cool. Let's go back to the first thing that you were talking about, those staging plays and stuff like that. Do you still do that, or has it developed away from that?
No, we still do that.
Okay.
It's all new writing is what we focus on mainly.
Okay. And what kind of venues, how do you stage those events, those plays?
Well, it depends. We do a lot of them in fringe venues in and around London. And then sometimes we come to festivals and we do festival-type productions. They tend to be a lot shorter and adaptations of classics, really.
Okay. Interestingly, we were talking off-air about this, that on Channel Radio here we do plays. And Nigel Banks is one of the guys that organises that for us and who's a radio play writer. He used to run a small theatre group in Canterbury called Ashcan Theatre.
Okay.
And they only had a cast of four people maximum. And they did plays, short plays in pubs and things like that.
Yeah.
So they'd just rock up and do a play for 20 minutes and absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, pub theatre is huge.
Yeah.
And if you think about most of the fringe venues in London, they're all above pubs.
Yeah.
So it's a really big culture and it's fab.
Yeah. I really like it. And to be honest, it's going right back to the original old days of theatre, which is, you know, especially in its heyday in Victorian times, where people would rock up on a village green and stage a play and then all leave again.
Just listen to a story. It's pure entertainment. Mm. You know, it's escapism. You want to hear a story.
Yeah. And that human engagement is something that's coming back because
we've
got a whole localism type thing going on now, haven't we?
Yeah, using the community, using local venues, engaging local people. And if you can have a pint at the same time, then why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
And local food.
Yeah. And Kentish. Food.
And drink. And food and drink and a hot dog and a candy floss and a nice lolly.
But it's also a great way to engage kids now in old-fashioned storytelling, in, I suppose, communication that's not got a screen.
Yeah.
You're not watching something on telly.
Yeah.
It's storytelling in its original format.
Sure.
And it's really engaging. And some kids, it's amazing how they would say, oh, I've never never seen anything like it.
Absolutely.
How sad that little kids of sort of 18 months, 13 months, being given tablets in their cots. No. It's sad.
Yeah.
Because that whole focus is gone, isn't it? Everybody wants instant.
That imagination, using your creativity and your imagination is... It's so important, and it's slowly dwindling, which is such a shame.
Yeah. Let's bring it back.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do anyway.
Yeah, sure. No, you know, I mean, I don't have a problem with technology in the same way. But, you know, because there's all kinds of ways you can engage. But I really do like what Leslie's doing here and what she's talking about, that face-to-face personal engagement, that storytelling, round a campfire type stuff, or you know, whatever way you do it, which is one of the reasons why we do plays on Channel Radio, because we think that kind of, we also do poetry readings and book readings and stuff like that. It's really important.
Well, you're quite a thespian, aren't you?
Really?
Do you tread the boards, Paul?
No, I have never acted in my entire life. Well, some people would claim that my entire life is an act, but I have never been an actor, no. I have never performed.
Wow. He's open to all offers.
I used to work.
I'll bear that in mind.
I used to work for a long time as a motivational speaker, though, so I've done lots of speaking.
Widow Twankey. Fagin.
Perfect.
Perfect for Fagin. Yeah, yeah.
There you are.
Yeah.
Panto season's just approaching.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, no, it isn't.
It's behind you.
Yeah.
So, fill us in a little bit more about the kind of things that you do and how you do them, Leslie.
Okay. So, I'll just talk about story time, which is something that my colleague Olivia has developed and created with us. And that's an idea that a lot of the story times out there at the moment, they're kind of sitting, listening story times.
Right.
A bit like Jack and Ori, you sit and you listen to a lovely story. Mm. And what we're trying to do is develop on that and use the children's input. They've got such incredible imagination. And as long as the practitioners know the direction the story should go in, then we like to get them up and included into that. It's an interactive storytelling.
Right.
So we will ask them what they want to pack on their adventure, where we're going, and what they think, you know, might kill a witch, and things like that. So they are an integral part of that story. They get up with us, they climb on the horse and they ride up the mountain, they destroy the witch and they do all of that. So it's their story. They suddenly become invested in it and they suddenly care about what that dragon's doing. And that's what's really important. They're not sitting listening, they're up on their feet, they're engaging, they're being creative, and they're joining in with it.
Fabulous. We're going on a bear hunt.
Yeah.
We're going to catch a big one. We're not scared.
We're not scared. Absolutely. So we've started taking that into communities, and we've started taking it into pubs. So on a Sunday, that's mainly in London that we do this, on a Sunday, if you want a roast with your family, you can go down to the County Arms in Wandsworth, and we're there, and there's a free story time for the kids. And we're hoping to push that out into other local venues and pubs as well.
Fantastic.
So how do you do that? Are you in a little separate room?
Yeah, just a little area. It doesn't have to be a completely separate room. It needs to have a bit of space, because obviously we do get the kids up on their feet, but it doesn't need to be complete, you know, a huge, vast area.
Sure. Yeah.
Just a small little corner is absolutely fine, really.
I think that's a magic idea. Do you know Emily Gillett-Merritt? Emily runs a thing in East Kent called Reading Fairies.
Oh, I think I met her at Squarey's.
Yeah, you could well have done.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So they do readings for kids, slightly similar to you, but slightly different basis, because I don't think they do it in pubs and things like that. But they do that in East Kent. So it's something that obviously has caught the public's imagination at last as well, and makes a big difference. And it's interesting, just thinking about this from both sides of the coin as well. As well as being fantastic and inspiring for the kids that are listening to stories, and hopefully inspiring them to read as well. I'm a passionate reader. And one of the things, when I was at school for the week or so I went there, one of the things that I liked, apparently, is they read a book to you occasionally. And I thought that was quite a good idea as well, because, you know, that is one of the things that will inspire children to read.
Oh, absolutely.
But on the other side of the coin, talking purely as business and as a businessman, one of the things that's incredibly important, I think, is an ability to speak in public.
Oh, absolutely. And communicate with your peers,
absolutely.
You know, growing up. Mm. Yeah.
And so many people are scared of that, can't do it, you know, avoid it and things like that. Yeah, more and more and more business is about networking and things like that. Well, you have to do that. So, yeah. You know, developing those skills is really important. So do you do those kind of workshops as well?
We do. A lot of the work that we do with children, because most of our work is with children.
Right.
And that really, we like to build up the communication, so with their peers, learning how to communicate to each other. You know, and that's not just with language, that's also with body language as well. You give an awful lot away with your body language. And it's just learning all about that kind of thing.
Right.
Creativity, confidence, all the different things that actually you can take with you into your adult life. That sometimes people don't realise that drama and drama games and exploring that kind of play world can really give back to you tenfold.
Absolutely.
So that's what we kind of do. We have done the odd personal tuition with adults when it comes to business meetings and public speaking, but mainly most of our work has been with younger children, 4 to 8 year olds really.
Okay, cool. And you're doing most of that in London?
London and the South East.
Right.
So really, we do a lot of work in Hertfordshire as well. So if you think of the M25, that stuff's covered, really.
Okay.
So school workshops, the birthday parties,
right.
and the story time, we cover all of that area.
Okay, fantastic. I'm particularly interested in the pub side of it.
Yep.
Because not because I like pubs.
Yeah,
I
trust you.
Yeah, No. I just think that's fascinating because that, again, is part of the culture that disappeared from pubs in this country, which is why our pubs have been shutting all over the place. You know, once upon a time, a pub was a meeting place. It was a place to chat, gossip, share stories.
It was your HQ.
Yeah, tell tall tales and all those kind of things. And it kind of faded away as we introduced it as just, you know, eating houses nowadays, which is what a lot of them are. And what I love about what you're doing is it's bringing something of that back, but it's also helping because, you know, parents like to go out for a meal. They take the kids are a pain, you know.
The parents can have 5 minutes to themselves with
absolutely.
Pudding.
While the kids are listening.
Whilst
yeah.
the kids have gone
absolutely.
Off for
and
half an hour.
Yeah. I just love that. I think that's really brilliant. So that part of your business, how do you develop that? How are you growing that? Is that proving easy? Are publicans,
it's
landlords
tricky.
And pub owners open for it? Or?
It is tricky. I mean, we're very lucky. We get a lot of personal recommendations through word of mouth.
Yeah.
And what we have found is sometimes if it works really well in a particular venue, they might not want to recommend us to others because it's working too well for them.
Exactly.
They don't want any more competition out there. Yeah. But we have had a lot of personal recommendation.
Right.
There are a few chains that become interested. So obviously if you can get into one, then there's the potential for a huge growth there regionally as well.
Right.
So I think it depends on your personal relationship. We find that very important with what we do, that you need a personal relationship that works.
Yeah. We could talk about this forever because I think it's fabulous what you're doing. I really do love it.
Thank you.
And for the moment, thank you for joining us on the Business
Thanks
Munch
for having me.
Give us a shout out for your web address, your Twitter handle and all that kind of stuff so people can find out how to get hold of you.
Okie dokie. Twitter is @AmarilloArts. Our web address is www.amarilloarts.co.uk and we're on Facebook as well.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
No, it's a pleasure. So who was that big? That was you, wasn't it, Jules?
No, it's my Siri or someone.
Asking Siri.
Asking. I was going to ask him to read out all the rest of the emails.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Just having some ale.
Leslie, thank you so much for that. That
a
was
pleasure.
An absolute pleasure. And all power to you. I love what you're doing. Fantastic.
Smashing. Thank you.
Get him on as Fagin, that's what I
mean. That's it, small cameo.
Chris Pollard has tweeted in and said, please say hello to Leslie
of Chris.
Amarillo Arts and Fraser. I will be in contact because Fraser owes me lunch, he says.
True.
I think he owes me lunch first, Chris.
So, talking of that, let's introduce Fraser. Fraser, I am welcome to the Business Monk of Fraser.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Why don't you tell the listeners a bit about you and what you're up to?
Well, basically, I'm working with Leslie, my wife, on the school workshops.
Right.
So I've been working on those for about 3 years to actually develop the brand into London and now into the South East.
Right. Okay. And how are you finding that? You know, I mean, because it's quite a unique concept, isn't it? It's not an easy thing to market and to sell because you kind of have to explain a lot behind it, I guess.
Very much so. I mean, our USP, if you like, is that we're very bespoke.
Yeah.
Whereas you've got some companies that will just concentrate on Shakespeare or Jacobean or Romans or whatever.
Yeah.
We actually work with the curriculum.
Right.
If they want to, if they want to go off piece, that's no problem as well.
Right.
But what we actually want to do is sit down, actually have meetings with them, because the feedback that we get when we actually do the workshops is absolutely fantastic. The
kids
come alive, and also the teachers like it because they get a bit of a rest as well.
Absolutely. I'm sure the teachers probably enjoy it too, because it's a much nicer way of teaching people things, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the whole art of storytelling is to impart information to people without them realising you're imparting it, if you see what I mean. You know, chalk and talk stuff as a teacher is hard work. Yeah, you know, because kids fidget, they don't, you know, they're bored, but if you engross them in a story, it's so much better. And basically storytelling, even in a corporate world, is incredibly powerful. I mean, Daniel was mentioning earlier about websites and the importance of content, and a blog. And a blog is a story. Okay, it's a written story, but it's a story nonetheless, and people relate to it. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
From a bespoke point of view, Fraser, I mean, what kind of things do people ask for? What kind of things do you get into?
Well, we've done lots of different things. We had a whole school where we did a literacy day.
Right.
So we actually covered all the subjects on that. There's been another time when we've done the Romans. Right. So, for example,
what have the Romans ever done for us?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Rhodes, Jews,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically, so some will become slaves for the children, some will be Caesar, etc., etc. Right. So it just brings everything together.
Right. Okay.
And it's really nice for them to they get challenged, they enjoy it, and they communicate. And I think it gives them more confidence as well.
Yeah,
and it grows their learning as well, which is what it's all about.
Absolutely, without any shadow of a doubt. And there's a lot to be said for it. My youngest son was a drama student, and he is, in fact, at the Bristol Old Vic these days. And it's one of those interesting things. When you look at drama as a whole topic, has a massive amount of things going on involved in it. You know, not, it isn't just about performing arts. It isn't about speaking in public.
Mm.
It's about project management.
Mm.
It's about organising things. It's about, you know, when you look at stage management and all kinds of things, marketing.
Mm.
There are so many elements to that. And it's fun. And
exactly.
That's one of the things that I think is missing from traditional education. It's not fun.
Mm.
It's just, you know, telling you stuff that you don't want to know, but the government decided you ought to know.
Mm.
And, you know, that's why so many kids are turned off of it, I think. So I think what you're doing is really, really fabulous and powerful.
Yeah, it is. It's really good. Yeah, we're really enjoying it.
Cool. So where do you go from here? What's the plans?
Well, basically, we got quite a good following in London, but now we want to do is we want to continue that.
Yeah.
But we actually want to grow the business more in the southeast, Sussex, Hampshire, wherever it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because end of the day, children want to learn, and we've got skills that we believe. Because they are bespoke, and that is really critical, because some people just are very myopic and just concentrate on one particular subject.
Yeah.
Well, we won't do that. We will, we will either speak to them, come into the school, or email, whatever, to actually build those relationships.
Mm.
And it's on a continuous basis as well. That's what I'm actually trying to do with the background that I've had before.
So it's not just a one-off thing, it's a whole sequence.
No, I'm not interested. I want to build a relationship with the school, with the governors, so we can actually do it on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
And then obviously the byproduct of that is the fact that children have birthday parties.
Yeah.
And they also go to weddings and have story times and things like that as well.
Yeah.
So it all ties
festivals,
in quite nicely.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Festivals, squares, etc. Yeah. Yeah.
I have to tell you, this is a bit of a personal thing, but I have to tell you, because it went live last night. My nephew, Dan, he was best man at his best mate's wedding at the weekend. And his best mate, Sean, had reciprocated earlier, and Sean is a real stand-up comedian and had done a real massive blow it away best man speech, and Dan wanted to outdo him.
Oh no. So
Dan thought up all this stuff, and my son Jamie, his cousin, is a musician, so Jamie wrote an entire rap track for him, and Dan rapped the entire speech, which lasted 15 minutes.
Wow.
In rap. It was hilarious.
Wow.
It was absolutely brilliant. And the whole audience at the wedding was just fell about. It was just unbelievable. But it shows you, it's the power of a performance, isn't it? That
yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Putting a story in a way that's just different.
Well, that's it. It's learning how to take a story and make it your own.
Yeah.
Because anything, history, Greek mythology, the Romans, all of it has a beginning, a middle, and an end, if it's history.
Yeah.
You know, so you can take any of that and make it your own and do it.
Absolutely.
However you like.
There's a little testimonial here from Helen, who's age five, and she says, it isn't a reading story, it's a doing story, and you all join in. And I think that says it all, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes, fantastic. Exactly what we were saying.
There was a four-year-old who said, I think it's magic.
Oh, that's lovely. So are you, with schools, are you just getting inquiries from independent schools, or are you getting state schools as well? Do they have a budget for this sort of thing? Or?
There is an arts budget, yeah. It's been cut, obviously, quite recently, which is such a shame because it's so vital.
Yeah.
It's not just private schools. We've got all different types of state schools as well that are interested. Mm. It just depends on their budget and how they want to stretch it out throughout the year.
Mm.
It's, I suppose, why we're so vital, I think, because it's a type of learning that's not just using your arts budget for a one-off performance. It's something that will help you bring the work that you're doing in the classroom to life with
these
kids. It's extending what they're already learning.
Yeah, and I think what Fraser was intimating earlier is absolutely right. It's more than doing just one-offs of these. It's about doing a whole programme. It's about continuation. It's about doing stuff and growing that. I could see how you could move that forward in lots of different ways. You guys tend to specialise in primary school level,
yeah, that's right. We can do secondary.
Yeah.
It's just we tend to specialise in Key Stage 1 and Key Stage 2 and preschool, really.
Right.
But up to about 10 or 11 probably what we cater for.
Yeah. Fantastic. Good stuff.
Fraser was saying about your background. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, basically, I was in sales since I was about 18 years of age.
Mm.
And then when I hit 40 years of age, sat at a lunch one day with a client and thought, I'm bored, I'm not being challenged, and met a girl who happens now to be my wife, and we sat down and she came up with this idea.
Do you know about this, Leslie?
News to me.
No.
She is, honestly. And we sat down there and she came up with this great product. Going back years ago, I was a youth leader, and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
So I actually feel really passionate about it, and it's fantastic what we've actually done. So
the
skills that I've done in the past of publishing, launching magazines, etc., I'm now bringing all my experience to fill for Amarillo Art.
Brilliant, and all power to you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I think it's a fabulous idea. I really do. I really think it's a knockout on all levels, both with schools and out in the public domain.
Mm.
I think that kind of thing is brilliant, and it's got a huge future. I know it has, because that storytelling really just grab people's imagination.
I think also for pubs, Paul, as well, because a lot of pubs are struggling. You know, people can't
afford
to go.
You've got to do something different. You know,
hundreds of pints of beer. You know,
as a business person, it drives me nuts. There's 26 pubs a day closing in this country, and they've got no imagination at all. Look, the industry is in trouble. You've got to innovate. You've got to do something different. Whereas every pub you walk into does exactly the same. Mm. You know, they sell food, and they may have a live band on a Sunday, and that's it. There's no innovation at all, and something like this, you know, could be
even brilliant. If a pub's got a small garden area, you can do so much with that.
Yeah.
You know, do a picnic menu, and all of a sudden you've got a big event.
Exactly. Absolutely,
and it's something so small.
Yeah, I tell you what, for many years I used to sponsor the outdoor Shakespeare season run by the Hazlitt Theatre around Kent. And that was done in public places, but mostly stately homes, you know, like Godmington House and places like that. But on the lawn.
That was lovely, that one.
And Eastwell Manor, in fact, we did a big one at Eastwell Manor. We did The Merchant of Venice at Eastwell Manor. And the fact is that the actors and the audience mingle.
Yeah.
There is no stage. It's on a piece of grass. And the audience sit there having a picnic, and the actors walk in between the people.
They become
part
of
the production.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
And, you know, we used to get great audiences to that.
Yeah.
It's a really, really clever idea. I love it. We could talk about it forever, but for the moment, Fraser and Leslie, Amarillo Arts, superb. Keep on keeping on. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Club.
Thank you for having us.
So absolute pleasure.
AmarilloArts.co.uk. Amarillo has two L's.
Show me the way.
Yes, you should have played it.
That was your fault.
There's, of course, the Kent Business Tweet Up, which is www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. The next event is at Lenley's. It's free business networking, and it's on the last Thursday of the month, 10 a.m. at Lenley's Roper Road. There's free parking. And the speaker this month will be Mad Cat Brewery, Peter Meaney. I've just snared him to do that, so that's great.
Cool.
There's Kent Invicta Chamber Business Networking, which is 8 to 9.30, including a full English. The last chance to book, and it's Friday the 31st of October, Hilton Maidstone Hotel in Maidstone, and Tuesday the 11th of November at the AMF Bowling in Ashford. So the guest speaker is Zoe Cairns on the importance of being social. So that's a good one. That's Thursday the 13th of November, Maidstone Museum, Maidstone.
Cool.
Details of that on the Kent Business Radio website.
Fabulous. Runway training will be on stand 77 at the South East Business Show on Friday at the Effingham Park Hotel at Copthorne. Seven Oaks and Tunbridge Age UK, Care in Your Own Home Information Evening. On Thursday the 6th of November from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Hollybush Court, Hollybush Close, Seven Oaks, and the postcode is TN13 3UX. Do you want to know what services are available to you or a family member to live safely at home? Well, I certainly do. And hear more about the Age UK Independent Living Support Service and Day Services and Terra Blue Home Care Personal Care. Come along and have a glass of wine and talk to the experts. No, not now, Jules. It's not until the 6th of November.
Really?
Yeah. The event is free, but to reserve your place, please contact 01732 454108, or you can email office@ageukseven oaks and tunbridge.org.uk, and we will put the link to that on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can book it. Cool. What are you up to?
Nothing really.
We've just seen pictures of you.
What's she doing?
From yesteryear.
Dear Paul, and no mention of me at all, from Natalie Bernals. Crowdfunding is getting more and more popular, she says, and it's a new way to raise funds for your projects. And it's also a very powerful tool to engage with people, raising awareness before you can create anything. So over the past few months, they ran a couple of workshops with Krista Cloutier on how to crowdfund, and the need for more thinking appeared clearly, and this is why they've set up this next event. It's going to be the 22nd of October, so that's mañana, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Vaults in Faversham. That's a nice little pub. It is free, and they ask for a donation to help if you can. And it's you need to read about crowdfunding, do some research, look at the different crowdfunding platforms such as Indiegogo and Kickstarter and Fundy, and come along with a project or an idea that you want to use for crowdfunding, and identify how much money you need to raise through crowdfunding, not necessarily the whole budget of your project, they say. Details are on www.kentcreativelive.org.
Cool. On Friday the 14th of November, Gillingham Football Club will be holding its Black Tie Charity Ball in aid of its nominated charity, which is the Take Heart Mercy Mission. The aim of the evening is to raise funds to send a team of surgeons to Sri Lanka to perform life-saving heart operations on children who otherwise would not have a chance. The evening comprises of a three-course meal, a live band, Seven Entertainment, a silent auction, a raffle. The Blues Bar will be open from 6 p.m. with the meal in the Great Hall at 7:30 p.m. and carriages are at 1 a.m. A table of 10 is £500 with individual places at £55. If you can't make the evening, why not sponsor a table for £500? For this, you will get a quarter page advert in the event programme and also a quarter page advert in a Gillingham Football Club home match day programme, as well as mentions on both the Gillingham FC official website and the Take Heart website. To book a place at the event or to sponsor a table, please contact me. And that's from Nick Nicolaou, who is the sales manager at Gillingham Football Club. And you can get hold of Nick by emailing him at nick@priestfield.com. That's nick@priestfield.com. So do please support that at the Jills. Thank you.
Sounds
very much.
Good. It always makes me laugh when they talk still about carriages coming. Because
yeah.
Who goes in a carriage nowadays?
Yeah.
You know? But it's lovely.
You go home on a stretcher, don't you?
Yeah, well, obviously. Yeah. You know, I roll a home in a barrel.
Exactly.
But isn't that lovely? Carriages.
Carriages, yeah.
Still. This is my last email, Paul Andrews.
Is it?
Kent Invicta Chamber, the After Hours Club, 6 to 7:30 p.m. And they say no need to book, just turn up. And it's popular and highly successful casual networking event. Tonight it's at the Abbott's Barton in Canterbury, and also at the Russell Hotel in Maidstone, and also at the Nucleus Arts in Chatham. So that's tonight, 21st of October, otherwise known as Trafalgar Day.
You mentioned this before. You're very keen on your Trafalgar Day, aren't you?
I just think it's lovely.
You like a bit of Nelson?
I do, I do. Or is it Napoleon? Yeah, it must be Nelson. I only really know about... I only really know about the Battle of Hastings.
Because you were there.
1066.
You were there, weren't you?
That's all I learned at school. Battle of Hastings and the Baobab Tree. Where's it ever got me? Did you learn about Baobab Trees at school?
No.
I left school at 14. Baobab Trees. They never taught me anything useful. They never taught me...
A Baobab Tree? Yeah. What are you waffling about?
Yeah, well, that's what they taught me. Baobab Trees and the Battle of Hastings, 1066.
And the Battle of Hastings was fought with Baobab Trees, was it?
It's true, isn't it, Leslie? They never taught me to change a plug or do anything useful.
I've never even heard of a Baobab Tree.
Well, there you are. In my day, that's what we learned.
I think she made that up.
No, Baobab Tree. It was geography.
I tell you what, we should Google it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. I was watching a programme about the Battle of Hastings the other day.
Really?
Which was fascinating, because they don't actually know where the battle took place.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Hastings?
No, it was never Hastings.
Maybe it was St. Leonard's.
No, it was never Hastings. They always knew it was never Hastings. Traditionally, it's given as Senlac Hill, which is outside Battle Abbey. But the fact that they've never found a single thing there led them to believe that it wasn't there. And using a geophysics helicopter, they actually found the site.
I had one of those. Yeah.
And the site of the battle is underneath a roundabout in the middle of battle.
Really?
Which is a bit of a shame. Yeah.
I have to dig it up.
Yeah.
So let's get this straight. Trafalgar was old Nelson.
It would have been in my day,
With a little pigeon on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And Napoleon Bonaparte? Where
What's
was
he got to do with anything?
Where was he? He was over in...
He was nowhere near Trafalgar.
Over in the trenches somewhere.
No, he was in France.
Yeah, in trenches somewhere.
He was in France being an emperor.
Was he in trenches?
No, he wasn't in the trenches. I was trying to ignore your ignorance there by just ignoring it.
We didn't learn that sort of thing. Look, Fraser was going to write something, an answer to make me sound...
Yeah, but then he thought, hold on, I could be on a job for life here.
Right, well, there you go. Obviously, I need to do more geography, but I could tell you anything you want about the Baobab Tree.
But you can't. We've asked you four times what it is and you haven't even told us that.
Well, it holds water forever.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like one a camel. Of those, it's funny shaped, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and now it's come into vogue.
Is that like the thing that...
Camel?
No. The Baloo the bear in Jungle Book. Is that what he was rubbing himself up against?
No,
yeah,
wasn't
that's
that
the one.
Just
no.
a normal...
tree?
Exactly. A normal tree.
Just an oak tree.
It's just an oak tree.
No, the baobab trees have got... kind of big bottoms.
Yeah, exactly.
They look like a pear.
Right, okay.
Be very careful when you mention bottoms on the business part of the show, because we do get into trouble sometimes with that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for that. So you learnt about that at school in Essex.
That, and the Battle of Hastings.
And the Battle of Hastings.
And what I really need to do is learn how to change plugs and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
You know?
It's a bit late now, though, Jules, isn't it?
What, to change a plug? Never too late to learn.
Yeah.
And light bulbs. I mean, there's a minefield. Do little curly, twisty ones, and you've got some with bayonets, and you never get the right one, do you?
What is she on? I don't know what she's talking about. I've had an email from Mike Waterton, who has recently released his latest book, and also his resource website for inspiration and motivation. So do check that out. It's mikewaterton.com, MikeWaterton. There's loads of resources on there. There's videos, there's blogs, there's learning resources, all about inspiration, motivation, and the law of attraction. And his latest book, which you can download from Amazon, is 50 Grades of Pay. Which is a fabulous book. I've actually downloaded it and I've started reading it. It's a really interesting book. Do have a read of that. You can download it on Amazon, 50 Grades of Pay by Mike Waterton, and that's his latest book. He has four or five other books out. Do check them out under his author page on Amazon or your preferred download supplier of books. Have a look at that. And funnily enough, I've got another tweet from Alex Waterton, who is absolutely no relationship to the last Mike Waterton.
Long distance cousin, isn't it?
No, they're not related whatsoever. And Alex says, hi Paul, can you excel? See, the trouble is here, everybody's so used to you and your puns that they're all doing it now.
Well.
Can you excel and give this a plug, please, and spread the word?
Plug, get it?
No, you got to let me do this, otherwise it's going to ruin Alex's email, isn't it? Because he's doing this in tribute to you, Jules.
Is
it's bad punning, yeah?
Oh dear.
Hi, Paul. Can you excel and give this plug, please, and spread the word and make a PowerPoint of it?
Oh, that's
it's all free. Free networking lunch at seminar, anywhere, anytime, any device, cloud computing with Office 365. And it's taking place at Innovation House, Discovery Park, Ramsgate Road, Sandwich, on the 7th of November, 12 noon. Networking lunch followed by a power-packed session on why you and your business need cloud technology, why you and your staff need anytime, anywhere, any device workability.
That's like martini.
Why your clients need to see your business improve efficiency, reduce risk, and deliver your promise. Office 365, applications, power tools, and time-saving tips. So to book your place, you can call F Keys on 01634 512 345, or you can book online at Office 365, that's the number 365, cloud, office365cloud.eventbrite.co.uk. We'll put a link to that on the Business Bunker website, or you can just follow Alex on the Twitter at F Keys.
I bet he's been up all night thinking of that pun.
Yeah, and that's for Alex Waterton of F Keys, the Microsoft training.
Do you know what I like about him as well? He's very calm when he teaches.
He is very calm.
I had a little lunch with him. He was very calm.
Mm. Did I tell you about Runway Training being on stand 77?
I don't think you did.
And Limpio Storage. Limpio. L-I-M-P-I-O. Limpio Storage on stand 77. Limpio Storage. Oh, you see, you're confusing me now. Limpio Storage are on stand 100. At the Southeast Business to Business Show this Friday.
Excellent.
So do get along to that. We're pretty much at the end of the show, so that just leaves me to say a massive thank you to our three guests, Mr. Daniel Easton of Aztec Media, the lovely Leslie Owen, and Fraser Owen of Amarillo Arts.
They're married, you know.
Yeah.
And our lovely sponsor.
And our lovely sponsor, Shirley Mansfield of the grownupbusiness.com business book for your delight. Do check that out. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. Coming up on Channel Radio at 3 o'clock, we have Kevin Cann with the Extra Milk Show. At 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite, complete with his stripy socks, Mr. Craig Avery.
There's a queue forming.
And we will be incorporating a sporting letter from America on that show. At 7 o'clock, we have a special pre-recorded Birds, Beer, Balls and Bands
down
show.
Down the pub.
Down the pub. The boys aren't here.
Because they're looking after the baby, aren't they?
Yeah, they're looking after the baby. Jonathan's wife gave birth last week to a lovely baby girl, Rose.
It's not Bertha, is it?
What?
You said Bertha.
I said gave birth.
They called her Bertha.
Rose, I said.
Oh, Rose.
Are you not listening at all?
No, it's much better than Bertha. Sorry.
Are you not listening?
You said they gave Bertha a party or something.
Yeah. No, they gave birth to a baby girl.
Lovely.
Yeah.
How big? Do you know a weight?
About that.
Sort of 8 pounds?
No, I don't know. About £7, I think.
£7.09?
No, you're just making up numbers now. Anyway, the boys aren't here, but they pre-recorded the show for Down the Pub at 7 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, it's 18 tracks of handpicked lovely new music by Jamie Andrews presented on the New Potatoes Show. So do stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the day. I've been Paul Andrews. She's been Jill Serkin. We will be back with you next week.
Goodbye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.